Despite the ongoing fiscal turmoil that plagues Philadelphia public schools, many students still have access to a variety of unique programs that could be the envy of even well-to-do suburban schools. WHYY's Kevin McCurry takes us to one school where kids are as likely to learn animal husbandry as they are Hamlet.
Isaiah Oriana's school day starts early, like hours before dawn early.
I get up at 5, I shower, I clean up after my dogs, whatever mess they've made, and then I commute to school.
It's a commute that would daunt many adults. Leaving his Juniana Park home, Isaiah catches the L for a quick ride to the Frankfurt Terminal, and then rides the bus for an hour to Saul High School for the Agricultural Sciences in Roxborough.
I heard it was an agricultural school, and I was really interested in that. I said, you know what, I like animals. Let me see what this is about. And when they took me on the tour, I was just like, wow, I really like this. You know, they have a farm, they have animals, they have a meat lab, they have just a regular school on top of that. This is great.
Isaiah aims to become a veterinarian technician and says the school, with its lush farmland and grazing livestock overlooking the Wissahickon Woods, takes him a world away from his neighborhood.
I come from a poor family, basically, because we moved to Philly and we don't really have any other family in the area. Everyone kind of lives in New York or New Jersey. And we just struggle financially.
That rings true for Mitchell Valentin from Ronhurst in the Northeast.
So this is our Holstein. It's Racer, and I think that's Sunshine. That is Sunshine. That's my favorite Holstein.
Weaving through the cattle in Saul's dairy barn, the aroma of sweet nutrients, reed dung, thick in the air. Mitchell says, where else do you find first period feed the cows?
Like 8:26, we get in the class and then we put our boots on and we head out. I talk to my friends, like, how's your high school? They just, you know, they sit down, they just learn. And then here we have a thing where we just cross the street, go to another side of the area, and we feed cows. Like, not everyone has a cow to feed.
Not everyone has a pig to fatten, a sheep to shear, or a horse to groom either. With the rush of Henry Avenue traffic whirring in the distance, West Oak Lane's Brianna Cooper skillfully brushes a chestnut brown mare, chatting casually with the animal, as if in a salon. Brianna says it's easier interacting with horses than teenagers. They're less temperamental.
I'll just be like, I'm having a bad day. We're probably both having bad days. That's why you're acting like that. Like, we're both having a hard time. Like, it's a rough day, but we're going to get through it together.
Saul, of course, isn't just all mooing, grooming, and learning how to be a farmhand. In addition to your standard slate of English, history, and math, ag teacher David Ruvarek says students gain a real-world understanding of the scientific method.
So we look at the chemical structures, we look at formulas, and so we really have much more of a science focus. We look at research, we look at components as why things are happening, not just what's going on.
The other part of it is understanding the interconnectivity of big systems. For instance, how cow waste turns to compost, which fertilizes the fields, and then becomes more grass for the cows to eat. It also helps produce vegetables that the school uses in its lunches and sells through its CSA. Profits from selling shares in the farm help fund the operation. That's been more vital than ever because of the Philadelphia School District's budget woes. Staff have been cut, classes are overcrowded, the school relies on private philanthropy and grants to prop up its fundamental offerings, and teachers fork over more out of pocket to keep things afloat. Ruvarek says he spent close to $3,000 of his own money on the school last year.
Whether it was lab equipment, scales, materials to facilitate a lab, books and supplies for my students that couldn't afford notebooks and paper, markers, crayons, all kinds of different things.
The school was recently adopted by local chemical company, FMC, a move which will make it possible for more students to afford to attend the statewide farm competitions in Harrisburg and Penn State. That's a big deal for Saul students who spend months preparing to show pigs, horses, and sheep.
A lot of our students don't really ever get out of Philadelphia, and so this allows them to see Penn State or see what a large university has to offer.
Tamisha Smith-Raffi from Germantown is one of the students hoping to make that trek. As she knelt on a hillside amidst shards of wool from a lamb she named Hope, she says she's heartened by the fact that, budget crisis or not, this unusual public school persists.
So actually, it brings me joy because I like being around animals. I'm like an animal person, so, and just being with them makes me happy.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.